Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Graham O'Neill, CEO of Kent Explorations. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is KEX. And Kent Explorations is a mineral exploration company with properties across the western U.S., western Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. Thanks for joining us today there, Graham.
Juan, you're quite welcome, and thanks for having me here.
Great. Always good to have you on for an update. Now, start off by talking to us about the completion of the Flagstaff drilling program.
Well, absolutely. Flagstaff, as many of our shareholders are aware, we bought this property into the company as a gold-silver prospect with the potential for a potential lead-zinc component to it as well. It was an actual mine, a barite mine, which was being mined by company CE Minerals during the period 81 to 84, and they did a significant amount of drilling, and when they were drilling it out, they got indications that there was some significant gold values there. So that's why we got the property. Now, subsequent to that, we put a couple of holes in, about six holes a couple of years ago. We determined that the grades of the barite that they had determined were a little less than what we actually found, and that had to do because we did diamond drilling, whereas they did rotary air blast, and our intervals were of much shorter length, so we were able to determine that, yes, the grades were consistent, but we determined they were slightly higher than what they had shown. So we had reasonable confidence that if that was the case, the gold and silver that they were reporting was more than likely of the same nature. So last year what we did is we sent over a geologist and a surveyor, and we surveyed every single hole that reported gold, and that was the colors of the holes. So as we all know, this last year, big downturn, money was tight, so we weren't prepared to put our barite into production, which, as you may know, and which our shareholders certainly know, that we have received mine plan approval for, and we're ready to produce a minimum of 20,000 tons a year at a price of approximately $40 a ton, which incidentally now is $49 a ton, which will bring cash flow to the company. But anyway, we determined that because we were permitted, ready to drill, that the market was looking for drill-ready programs. They were looking for companies that were preferably going into production. So we determined that we would drill that for the gold. So subsequently, about 2.5 weeks ago, we indicated that we were going to be drilling, and that had a fairly significant effect on our market. Investor appetite for potential near-term results. So we determined that a 1,300-foot drill program would more than likely be beneficial to target some of the higher-grade holes reported by CE Minerals, and that was put under the direction of one of the company's consulting geologists, Clay Conway. He's a PhD, PGO, and he was with the USGS. So very, very competent man, and my background, of course, is logistics planning and operations, but once we get that part done and we hand it over to the geologists, it's then in their hands, and we put up a Chinese wall between them and us so that there is no interference with the drill program. So he conducted a nine-hole drill program that was going to be up to 12. We completed the program just as the snow was falling, as our consulting geologists call it, termination dust. So we were fortunate to get to the end of the program without incurring additional expenses related to weather problems. So now the core is being split, and it will be submitted to inspector at IPL Labs here in Richmond, B.C., and will be assayed by them. We don't have a time frame for getting the assays back, and as I tell everyone who asks me, I says if I make a guess, I'm either going to be wrong, or someone's going to say, well, you know, the results are good, bad, and different, and you're hiding it. So we never give any timing on things like that, mainly because it's outside of our control. But We're quite pleased with the program. We got good drillers. We got excellent core recovery, and we're looking forward for the results.
Good. And so, bring us up to speed on some of your other key projects, including the now 100% acquired Ivanhoe Creek property.
Yeah, we had Ivanhoe Creek. That was our listing property, actually, and we actually did an earn-in from Senator Minerals. Senator subsequently dropped their section of the property a couple of months ago, and we determined that it was still a good property. It's still underexplored, so we were quite fortunate that just because of these market conditions that we were able to acquire the rest of the property for a minimal cost to the company. And one of the things that I do is I dig deep into these things. I would prefer to put money in the ground rather than putting money into other people's pockets. And that benefits everyone, including our shareholders. Obviously, the carrying costs of properties can be quite prohibitive, and what we've been finding this last year is that those who have got prohibitive costs are into fairly significant trouble, and we didn't want to get like that. We permit everything up ahead. We want to have the flexibility. So this property is about a couple of kilometers, three, four kilometers from the Hollister development of Great Basin Gold. That's was originally an open pit that produced about 750,000 ounces of gold. Subsequently, they went underground there. They found that they more than likely had a Midas-style target, and the Midas mine, which is Newmont's lowest cost, I believe, North American operation, and certainly one of their most profitable operations, is only about 12 miles to the northwest of our property, and right in the middle of the Carlin Trend. So with Great Basin finding exactly the same mineralization at depth, there's a very, very good rationale for us to follow up on that property. So we've got a 43-101 report done on it. This is a technical report. We're upgrading that report. We expect that sometime, maybe about the middle of November. And then that will give it an idea of what we're going to do first thing next year. We will not be doing any more drilling in North America this year. Weather conditions, we don't like spending money fighting the weather. It's counterproductive and doesn't give the shareholders much in the way of value. So that one there is an ongoing. We'll have it reviewed over the winter time, and we'll determine first thing in the spring when we can get back on the property as to how we're going to proceed with it.
Great. Now, your portfolio is made up of gold, silver, base metals, and coal. So talk about some of the market trends and how well you're positioning the company to capitalize on some of those trends.
Well, the reason we got the coal was mainly because our senior consulting geologist and qualified person is Marvin Mitchell, and he spent a lot of time with Range Royal as head of coal projects. So he's one of the few coal exploration geologists around. They're few and far between. So we had some comfort that the properties we got over there are going to benefit us. However, the market, as you and everyone else knows, during this crunch, is not giving much credence to exploration in some of these products like coal. So we're permitted. We're going to sit on that for at least a year. It doesn't cost the company much to hold it. And, but there's no benefit in us going out and spending a significant amount of money drilling it at this point because the market will not reward us for it. I watch market trends very, very carefully. And, of course, as we've always been a gold and silver, a precious metals exploration company, we have been mainly focusing on that. Same with the zinc. We have a good potential for zinc on our Flagstar property as well as the zinc project over in Saskatchewan. Again, the market is not supporting exploration on that right now, so it would be counterproductive again for us to be spending money looking for zinc on either of those two properties and expanding it when we would not get the benefit in our market cap. But what I did this last year when the market was under, significant distress is I looked and saw that there was significant opportunities out there. So I took advantage of them. In New Zealand, we picked up a gold property that was the subject of some exploration by the precursor company of Oceana Gold, and that was McRae's Mining. And they determined there was an inferred resource of about 643,000 ounces of gold. We are permitted to get access onto the property. We're planning to get there very, very quickly. It's coming into the New Zealand summer, so access is going to be easier. And being aware that, of course, we don't like fighting the weather because it just adds significant costs. So we hope to be on there, as I say, fairly quickly, and we're planning forward for a drill program there. In our estimation, we can only do so much on a surface program, but we are doing mapping and putting everything into map info and ArcGIS so that we can accurately locate everything that has been done in prior operations. And the nice thing about New Zealand is, like Saskatchewan, it's open for business. The people are very professional. When you walk in their door, they say, "How can we help you?" And frankly, that is, to an exploration company, absolutely welcome news. You know, it's difficult enough, our business, fighting weather and trying to divine what's underneath without having a government that is not supportive of mining or exploration. And the New Zealand government, Crown Minerals, the people there, they're, as I say, very professional to deal with, and we're quite pleased to be operating down there.
Yeah, certainly. It's a very important, you know, factor to have a good, you know, working relationship with, you know, the government as well as the citizens.
Mm-hmm. And then Australia, again, we were fortunate that when Teck was going through their significant difficulties, that our technical team was attractive to them, and they were looking to advance the Nowida project in Australia. And, of course, you know, their exploration budget, like everyone else's, was cut, and they were looking for someone to help advance the project. And we were fortunate that they thought that our technical abilities were compatible with what they expect of exploration companies, and we were able to strike a deal. So I'm very, very happy. These guys are very professional. They're a very storied company, and, you know, long-lived, you know, they... and this is an excellent project. It's like the Kirkland Lake Gold Camp or the Kalgoorlie Camp. These Archean, you know, greenstone gold belts are like pearls on a string. So if you find one deposit, typically you'll find another two or three along the same trend. We did a 43-101 technical report on it a couple of months ago, and the consulting geologist who did that, Jerry Ray, he's a PhD, PGL, and he was quite excited about it. He thought that the Meekatharra Belt, which is about 20 kilometers away immediately to the west of us, exhibited exactly the same mineralization. This project has had over 60 to 80,000 meters of drilling done on it. They've identified three significant zones, or potential zones. One of them, the Turnberry, which is the most advanced, and that's where our first drill program is planned for. So the highest grade they got there was 69 grams a ton over a meter, and others were like 4 meters of 17 and 3 meters of 14, 13, you know, 11 meters. I mean, there's some fairly big intersections. So we're planning a first phase drill program there, which will be about 1,500 meters. And once that's done, we will then be able to assess where the next drill hole goes. Our total program over this next little while is about $750,000. That's for the next year. And that's the minimum we will spend, and most of it will be done on drilling. One of the difficult things about Australia is that there's normally a fairly large amount of cover over the deposits. You know, weather, it's very weathered, very eroded, so you can't see what's on the ground like you can up in you know, the continental United States or Mexico, with lots of sort of upthrusts and mountains and stuff. And we think it's an absolutely excellent project. We believe there's the same potential for million-ounce deposits there as there is in the adjacent Meekatharra gold belt, and I think they took about 3.5 million ounces out of that over the years, and I think five mines, and I think there was about eight or nine open pits. in these number of mines. So it's a fairly substantial property, very similar, as I say, to the Kirkland Lake style deposits. They typically go down 2 kilometers, and they're normally about 2 kilometers in length. So, you know, we believe that there's a potential for substantial deposits there, mineable deposits. Of course, drilling will only prove that up or disprove it, as the case may be, but the early indications based upon prior drilling is that there's something of significance there. So that's what we're going to be following up.
Great. And so what would you say, Graham, that makes Ken Explorations unique from some of the other players in your sector? Is it the, is it your portfolio of properties?
Well, it's a number of things. The first is that we've spent this last year acquiring properties at minimal carrying cost of the company. Admittedly, we do have to spend money in the ground, but they're significant properties, each one of them. As an example, a Flagstaff Barite property, the agreement on that would give us approximately $1 million at today's prices for that barite, at a minimum of 20,000 tons a year, which is cash flow to the company. Not many exploration companies have cash flow. So we hope to be back on the ground there first thing in the spring, as soon as the snow goes, and start operations there on the barite. So it means we don't have to go to the market for running the company. Then we have three nice stable properties that we can operate pretty much all year round. In the summer months in North America, we can operate in either Nevada or Washington or up in British Columbia at our Silver Hill project, which I haven't mentioned yet, but some of the samples we took last year were 5 kilograms of silver per ton. I mean, that's extraordinary. And the average grade was about 950 grams or a little over a pound of silver a ton. That's nearly 2 pounds of silver a ton, sorry. New Zealand, immediately we come into winter into the northern hemisphere, we're able to operate in the southern hemisphere in their summer. And two significant projects, one in New Zealand, one in Australia, which allow us to provide news to the market all year round. So we're not a one-trick pony. We plan things significantly in advance so that we have flexibility and we have the ability to move from one project to another to advance it in a timely manner. One of the difficulties is that you know, if you're in the exploration business and you go and you conduct an exploration program, it takes 2 to 3 months of review and consultation with geologists and technical people, et cetera, to determine what the next phase is going to be. So for many companies, once that review process takes place, there's very little news comes out. Well, while that's going on with, as an example, our Flagstaff property in Washington, we're already working on our next project in New Zealand and getting ready to drill that, and at the same time we're preparing for drilling on another property in Australia. And then when that's all done, we will be back into the northern summer, back on the ground, working on the next program here. So it brings a lot of news. It makes a lot of things happen. It gives shareholders confidence that, we're advancing the interests of the shareholders, on an ongoing basis.
Certainly, and so in terms of investors, do you believe that your company's investment story and upside potential is completely understood and appreciated?
Well, I don't think it's ever fully understood. Certainly we had a lot of accumulation happening over this last 3 or 4 months. We were grinding it out at 10 cents, and it seemed to me sometimes that we would never get through that barrier. There were a lot of people either saw the liquidity and they thought, here's a good advantage just to get out and get into cash, not realizing that the people they were selling to were people that were going, if these people want to sell down here, we're quite happy to take their stock. So we had a number of people, outside analysts, looking at us, and they're going, there's some serious accumulation going on here. So once that accumulation stops and that selling stops, this stock is going to move appreciably. And that triggered an avalanche of buying. People all of a sudden saw what you know, very few people had seen. They all of a sudden realized that we had significant projects. Then we announced our drilling program, and of course that just sort of caused more of a stampede into our stock, and people all of a sudden started to realize, like, why is this stock at 10 cents when they have all these properties in with significant upside? But, you know, so we've gone through, we've started to establish a new base here on about 19 or 20 cents. But this is just the start, in my opinion. You know, I've had people tell me that this stock is still severely undervalued at this price. Now, of course, I'm not objective on this. You know, I'm self-interested. So, but I've always believed we've been significantly undervalued myself. And, you know, I think we have a long way to go to advance this. I mean, all you need is one decent drill hole. And certainly we have the properties and the grades showing on the properties to support that one significant drill hole. And we're going to be conducting two drill programs over the wintertime, one in New Zealand, and this is subject to permitting, of course, and approvals from the regulatory authorities, but once we get on the ground and get those approvals, we're going to have those drills out and turning, and that will bring more results. And because we already know that there's significant grades there, there's no reason to disbelieve that there will be more to come. In New Zealand, in reviewing the historic documentation, about half a kilometer, three-quarters of a kilometer away from the historic workings and another watershed, there was a pan concentrate of 30 grams. I mean, that's nearly an ounce a ton. Admittedly, it was out of a creek, so it's accumulated a little bit. But, you know, that tells us that the strike of 1.2 kilometers where it was determined there was this... this 643,000-ounce inferred resource, more than likely extends at least another kilometer. So lots and lots of upside potential.
Certainly. And so what other goals and objectives does the management and the company hope to accomplish over the next year? I know we covered a lot.
Well, we are very aware of the costs of some of our property agreements. As an example, a property agreement with Teck commits us to spend $3 million Australian over 4 years. So that's a significant funding commitment. And what we're proposing to do with that is, as we go through the drilling, to spin that off into a new company so that the new company will be funding the exploration. And that will actually be spun off to the benefit of the shareholders. That's our plan. We're going to call it Archean Star Resources. And it'll be solely focused on the Southern Hemisphere and solely focused on gold. Aside from that, we're always looking for quality acquisitions that will help support the company and support the shareholders' views of that we are an ongoing and, you know, solidly reliable exploration company that they can put their money into and feel confident that, you know, there is a significant potential for gain.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Graham O'Neill, CEO of Kent Explorations. The company Exploration, the company trades on the Toronto TSX Venture. Ticker symbol, once again, is KEX and is currently trading at 19 cents a share. So before we conclude, Graham, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Kent Exploration as a good long-term investment opportunity?
First, Flagstaff property in Washington. Potential cash flow starting up next year. Significant potential for a fairly good zinc deposit there. High-grade silver and gold has been identified. Drill program just being completed. We'll be looking at planning more operations than that this coming spring. New Zealand, the Alexander River Project, 643,000-ounce inferred resource of gold, and at today's prices, that's about $643 million in the ground. Of course, we wouldn't get that, but it's pretty exciting. You've got a company with that kind of inferred resource trading at 19 cents. I think it's cheap. And then, of course, we have an agreement with Teck, and, you know, like the companies like Teck, the majors do not lightly join with junior exploration companies. They want them to be technically competent and have the ability to do what the agreement says. And so that's a significant feather in our cap. And this project over in the Weeder in Australia, in Western Australia, just a significant project. And we're very, very pleased to be working with Teck on this one. So these are the three majors, and then aside from that, we are in the Carlin Trend down in Nevada. We coincidentally also have on our Ivanhoe Creek property a bentonite deposit, which we share 50% with Senator Minerals. There's approximately 2 million tons there. It's near surface. It's very high grade. We've already received expressions of interest on that to take it off our hands. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time putting quality projects in the company to benefit the shareholders, and I think right now many shareholders are seeing that, and so this is why it's a, in my estimation, it's a good investment to make.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on some of your upcoming projects and continuing projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors. It's always good to have you on.
Well, thanks very much, Juan. I appreciate that.